I plan to do something which is maybe, something fresh and new. I think mostly chanting really is evolved by chanting, but we have to frame it properly. We have to bring a certain intention to our mind, and that guides us out of the, in American English you would say maybe mental dross, doing the same thing all over, and it will be a very experiential thing. Good. So I would like to now start with the second part of trying to connect with you. I request my audience to really listen with the two ears. Of course we listen with two ears, but I mean, first of all, please hear the content and then the intention. What does the speaker wish to transfer? What concepts he wants to, you know, what is his intention? What is behind it? I think you will see a lot of subtleties if you have the second ear there, the ear on, where you try to see what is he alluding to. I'm saying this because it's actually a five-part series, and I will put more to it in the future. The art of transformation will be in there. There's a little book out on this, but it's completely different. It's because after all these years, we may not need so much more philosophy, but we may need experiences that bring us really from one level to the next level. So what can I say in one other session? Not so much really. So I have to rely on you. I have to play your own imagination and try to bring a few strings in your own life into resonance and vibration, and then you will hopefully get something. Now, I will have to say to the father and the child, it's not possible for me to entertain your child this morning, so you will have to do it somewhere else. Now he's peaceful, but when he gets bored, you might have to go and take your Dharma of your parenthood series. Good. Jaya Radha Madhava. Going a little bit in this direction. Bihari. Kunya Bihari. Jaradha Madhava. Kunya Bihari. Gopi jana vallava giri varadha hari. Gopinana Vallabha Girivadadari. Sodanandana Rajajana Randana Sodanandana Rajajana Randana Jamuna Tila Vanachari Jamuna Tila Vanachari Madhava Gunya Vihari Gunya Vihari Madhava Gunya Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Or everything at once, Lord Krishna. So let us first do everything once after the other. So what is the text? Someone tell me.
22.
Madhya 110. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Good. 2110. Good. So, Lord Krishna, please do me a favor, and you can look over my shoulder. Open the books in Madhya 20 here, and the 11th canto should be here. So here it is. Please open it there, right? 11 to 36. Hare Krishna. You said 110. Is this? This is Ekadesha Sita.
Yes.
Ekadesha Sita Yagye.
Ekadesha Sita Yagye.
Yatsna Vishtarini Yata. Parasya Brahmana Shakti.
Parasya Brahmana Shakti.
Tatedam akilam jagat. Ekadesha citasya kriya.
Ekadesha citasya mye.
Yatsnya vishtarini yata.
Yatsnya vishtarini yata.
Parasya brahmana shakti.
Parasya brahmana shakti.
Tatedam akilam jagat. Ekadesha stitasya kye.
Ekadesha stitasya ne.
Yotsna vishtarini yata.
Yotsna vishtarini yata.
Varasya brahmana shakti.
Varasya brahmana shakti.
Yatedam akilam jagat.
Yatedam akilam jagat.
Yes, please, someone else. Vaishnavi, please.
Ekadesha
stitasya
agne.
Ekadesha.
Ekadesha.
In one place.
Stitasya.
Being situated.
Agnehe.
Of fire.
Yotsna.
The illumination.
Vistarini.
Expanded everywhere. Yata. Just as
Parasya
of the Supreme
Brahmana
of the Absolute Truth,
Shakti
the energy,
Tata
similarly,
Idam
this,
Akilam
entire,
Jagat
universe. This is from the Vishnu Purana. Just as the illumination of a fire, which is situated in one place, is spread all over the energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahman, are spread all over this universe. So there's a fire in one place, which emanates heat and light, in the same way the Supreme Personality of Godhead, its energy is emanating or spreading all over the universe. And we have now two Bengali verses saying, unpacking this verse. Krishna-rasva-vikatina shakti-praninati shit-shakti-jiva-shakti Adamai Maya Shakti. It sounds more like a frog with a spear in the chest. Translation. Lord Krishna naturally hath three energetic transformations, and these are known as the spiritual potency, Shit Shakti, the living entity potency, Jiva Shakti, and the illusory potency, the Maya Shakti. Ram Govinda, you said it. Verse 112 as well. Good. Vishnu Shakti Paraprakta Chetra Gyakya Tatapara Avitya Kama Sangyamya Tritiya Shakti Ichyate. Originally, Krishna's energy is spiritual, and the energy known as the living entity is also spiritual. However, there's another energy called illusion, which consists of fruitive activities. That is the Lord's third potency. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Utale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prachanine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The subject matter of these three verses is really Krishna's energy, Krishna's Shakti, or Shaktis that spread all over, and then the material energy. Srila Prabhupada encapsulated this concept of the various energies with a very nice example, which is very, let us say, makes an existential point. He says Krishna is a big fire and we are sparks of this fire. We are also fire, very small. The sparks of fire can remain within the fire and it is beautiful. And as soon as this put falls down, separated from the fire, it is extinguishing. No more fire. It is black charcoal. That's all. So because we are part of Krishna, my dear devotees, we have the same qualities, just like the spark which is in the dancing happily in the fire is also fire. You can grab one of these sparks and feel, fire. The qualities are there, light and heat, but only with the fire. When the sparks fall out, Prabhupada makes a sound, pat, then it becomes black charcoal. So our qualities of Krishna, let us see what happens in the extinguishing part. Let us also look at this from the lens of philosophy, but also psychology. When Krishna is full of Ananda, that's how he's known. He's dancing, he's smiling, he's Dira Lalita hero, very carefree. He roams in Vrindavan and is engaged in Leela. So we are also full of an Ananda. But when we are separated from Krishna, the bliss gets extracted, drawn out, and the jiva suffers grief. A lot of grief, a lot of anxieties. Just look at your mental functions, then you know what has happened with you. Krishna is full of Aishwarya. Everything is there. He's complete. But so are we. Everything is there. No need, really, in the spiritual world. But when we fall out, that Aishwarya or opulence gets extracted. And we always have like a feeling of lack. And even if we have much, you know, they're rich people. But have you noticed? They always suffer from a feeling of deficiency. Enough is not enough. They're sitting there in their rich homes in silent desperation because they are sparks which have fallen from the fire. They become dependent on, you know, on people. Interdependency develops in their relationships and when virya, Krishna is full of strength, virya, but when, and so are we, so strong, whoa, so powerful, each one of you is more powerful than the sun, but only with Krishna. When you fall out of the fire, then the jiva suffers from, how do you call this, being overwhelmed by circumstances, no? I had yesterday a talk with one devotee who described to me how the circumstances became just very intolerable and overwhelming. You're full of fame. Imagine, you don't need Facebook likes. You are full of fame with Krishna. Yasha, we call it. But the moment the sparks leave the fire, oh, there's an inferiority feeling. Oh. What is it called? Inferiority. A minority complex may develop. Oh, I'm not good. And then you try through modern media or any other means to become liked by others. No? You're full of glory. Shri, it's called. Glory. But the moment we identify with this temporary, no, but the moment we out of the fire, we are not very glorious. We are like little ants, soon to die. Everyone has like a placate on the forehead. Soon to die. Soon to die. Not just we in our communities are grieving when devotees like Gaurahari die and so on. Or Vityananda, I knew Vityananda quite well. We would always converse. Glory, immortal, but only with Krishna. When we come out, then pat, no more fire. No more glory. And so on. We could go through all of Krishna's qualities like vairagya or renunciation. But when we are out of the fire, we become attached to tea bags or little small things and suffer when this is not available to us. So this is just a little illustration what happens when we lose our original glory with Krishna. How there is always a feeling of grief, there is always a feeling of lack and dependency on others, and always we feel helpless in circumstances like illness, which overwhelm us. And we feel inside this little voice, I'm not good enough. I'm not good, and we suffer from this. And now we lose our knowledge, our glory, we lose our vairagya, our renunciation, because we are not with Krishna, my dear devotees. We are out of the fire. Oh, if you like sounds, what, what? That is what we speak and what we think when we are separated from Krishna. Good. So the ancient traditions, spiritual traditions, knew about our inherent glory, but our loss of glory in a state of separation from genuine spiritual immersion. And they offered a process called Buddha Shuddhi, purifying the elements which cover the living entity, you know, so that then its glory would shine forth. It's almost like rubbing, please help me, the glass around a petroleum lamp. When it's darkened, the light cannot come through, but if you clean it from inside with a tissue paper, not when the fire is, well, you can do, you have to do in India, because you need light, it's so dark. If you take away the, what is it called, this black, the soot, thank you, then the light comes forth. This is the idea in Buddha Shuddhi. It's like the literal meaning is cleansing or refining the physical element. And in old times, it was done by purging yourself from all kinds of impurities. It would be a process of self-realization where you dislodge, or Mahatma Prabhu gave in his excellent Japa online retreat the word unlock. If you unlock from the material, unlock, or was it unplug? What?
Unplug.
Thank you. Unplug. Oh, you are here. Unplug from the this word. No, there's a very, very, very known process in medieval philosophy. You would call it dying before dying. Oh. Meister Eckhart, you must have heard, German mystic, die before you die. No, Hegel put it, took it up, and it means that the ego dies, really, which is the basis, as the most subtle element of all the other elements. No, you would in ancient times in the Vedic traditions do pranayamas you would have to chant in your mind different seed mantras, and then you would inhale through one nostril, put the airflow down into the stomach area where the Papa Purusha, the very sinful personality would be. You would dry him out. So one other, you would then set him on fire, burn him, you know, die before dying. You would, the false self would have to be dried out and then burned. Then you would construct a mentally, an empty body, almost like an empty glass. And then you would meditate, if you would be a tantric Vaishnav, about a drop of nectar coming from Lord Narayan's lotus feet and falling on the ashes, and then you would reconstitute your mentally body. Later, it was done more simple by taking on a meditation, a pure body, Siddha Deha, and then trying to fill that role out through various processes and mantras. That is one line, but Vaishnavas have taken another process. They have a meditation, which we will actually do at the end of the class, where the consciousness is purified. Let's make this very clear. In very simple language, you in this meditation meditate that, my dear Radha and Krishna, I am your part and parcel, really. That's my identity. But I have left you, I've fallen away from you, and my life has become very entangled and complicated in the land of forgetfulness, in the state of forgetfulness. I have taken an impure, artificial role as the enjoyer of this world. But now, by the grace of my guru, I have been educated properly, and I am now yours. And you would chant various there. One mantra is, Dasoham Krishna Tavaismi. I'm your servant, Krishna, and I'm yours, my dear Lord Krishna. And the devotees, after chanting this mantra, which we will do, I'm taking it from the ISKCON book, you know, the Pancharatrika Deepika. After chanting this mantra, you will see what it does to you. You have purified the consciousness. You have done a reversal, so to say. You were thinking yourself an enjoyer. You've taken all this thought back, and you have come to the understanding, I'm a spark. I'm a part of you. Please engage me and accept me in your service. So the Vaishnavas don't do this complex ritual of purifying various elements through pranayamas, beach mantras, and appropriate meditations. No, they go directly to the source. I am your servant, I am your part, and do everything for Krishna. My dear devotees, when I came to ISKCON and listened to Prabhupada's lectures and heard this, I was totally in this concept. And it worked. Germany's biggest newspaper wrote about me. I was famous at that time. Now I'm not. But at that time I was. Son of so-and-so, my father's name was given, which people knew at that time, has become a monk. And I felt like this. I'm no longer part of this Viking dynasty. I'm a new-born person. I have taken my sacred initiation from Prabhupada. And now I'm actually not the body. It was a little immature because I would go even barefoot in the winter. I'm not the body. Why do I need shoes, Prabhupada? This is an fallacy of logic, I thought. taking away the immature, I wanted to say, interpretations of this. We are on the spiritual platform. You ask the old devotees how they felt, because I felt Prabhupada, with his presence on the planet, somehow created a field, let's call it, social theorists have names for this, but a field in which we were vibrating, in which we were carried. We brought all our immaturities into the field, that's another lecture, maybe, or I don't give such lectures. You will have ample opportunities to hear from others. But I wanted to say there was a miracle going on. A field was carried where we were willing to unplug, dislodge, exit one concept and act in another, on another level. And Krishna seemed to reciprocate. At least what was sure is Prabhupada reciprocated very much and encouraged us to go on. Prabhupada says, so if you want happiness, then we have to dance with Krishna. Listen to his very simple, forward, straightforward explanation. But I cannot dance with Krishna if I'm not pure. Krishna is Pavitram Paramam Pavan. Pavitram means the supreme pure. If you want to take pleasure in the company of Krishna and dance in the rasa dance, wow, then you have to become pure, purified. That is called Savopadi Viniyamuktam, to become free of all designations. It's a lecture he gave in May 76 in Hon. Oh, what is this town? Honolulu. Where is that? Hawaii. Acha, acha. Honolulu. This is a total different language family. So yes. So let me summarize so far. It's from the Madhya Lila. Some of you are into philosophical controversy. You might now find your hairs standing on end. Jivera Svarubhoyo Krishnera Nityadas Krishna Tatasta Shakti Beda Beda Prakash Suryangsa Kirana Yoiche Agni Jvalachaya Svabhavika Krishnera Tina Prakara Shakti Haya. It is the living entity's constitutional position to be an eternal servant of Krishna. Because he is the marginal energy of Krishna and a manifestation simultaneously one and different from the Lord, like a molecular particle of sunshine or fire. I'm not sure, is this the verse I was...
This verse is previous.
No, that was the previous verse.
Yes.
I spoke about the hair raising verse. It's here. Yes, it Jivasvabhava Krishna Dasabhimana Dehe Atma Jnane Achadita Seigyan. The original nature of every living entity is to consider himself the eternal servant of Krishna. That's the abhiman, the conception, the thinking of everyone. But under the influence of Maya, he thinks himself to be the body, and thus his original consciousness is covered. But it is there. Jiva Goswami gives the example of virility. Do you know what is virility? Come here, little boy. It will be safe. Don't worry. I'm a very gentle person. Thank you. You have a Jagannath Festival shirt. That is very nice. What is your name?
Nimai.
Don't be afraid, Nimai. We are family. So this Nimai, look at him. Please turn to the audience. Oh, you're so afraid, Nimai. he has in himself a tremendous amount of, I say this word only one time, sexual power. It's there, but it is not yet developed. It is the virility which is there. This is virility. Virility means what a man has, you know, this masculine strength. Jiva Goswami gives this example, stating the thing. It is covered at the moment. Thank you, Nimai. Please go back to your father. Best is lean on his, yes, then you can overcome the shock. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry I frightened the poor Nimai today. So, in the same way, it is there. This is let's go on. Now, my dear devotees, the way this comes out, this inherent power in the spark, which is covered now and which needs to be reawakened, is by associating with Krishna. The 11th canto gives a very interesting shloka, which I think you will like. Gayena vacha manasendiyeva budhyatmana vanushrita svabhavat karoti yatyat sakalam parasmai narayana yeti samapayetat. Translation. In accordance with the particular nature one has acquired in conditioned life. In other words, how you are now. Whatever one does with body, words, mind, senses, intelligence, or purified consciousness, one should offer to the Supreme Thinking. This is for the pleasure of Lord Narayan. Remember, see, whatever you do, as you are now, you do it for Krishna. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives us a very fine purport. He says, an ordinary person, a sense gratifier, begins his activities in the morning by passing stool and urine, cleansing his mouth, brushing his teeth, bathing, etc. So a devotee does these things. My dear devotees, you now, it's a paradigm shift, I feel, is going to come if you listen a little bit more what he wants to say. A devotee does these activities. Yes, the activities we don't speak about, you do them for Krishna. You go, a devotee would go in the bathroom, most probably he would sing Hare Krishna while he goes in the threshold. He wouldn't stop in the bathroom to sing Hare Krishna, and he would do the various hygienic activities with the thought, I'm doing this to be fit for my service for Krishna. In other words, he invites Krishna into every phase of his life. I was shocked when I began to see this simple approach to Krishna consciousness, because, you know, I was reminded of a time when I was in Stockholm. I was standing at the entrance, there was the hall, and Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture at the Hare Krishna festival. It is a very famous lecture and event. And there were many drunkards who were there. You must know, in Sweden, social welfare, that is the money which the state gives to those who are not in good earning positions, is very high. It's so high that some rich men were dismotivated in this time and said, let me become a drunkard, then I live better than if I have to slave to make all this money, you know, because I get a lot of social welfare. So there were about 50 drunkards leaning against the wall like this in the back, and I was there to guard. They were there for the prasadam. They know the Hare Krishnas. They serve delicious meals after it. You have to tolerate the philosophy a little, and then you get the prasadam. I sometimes get the feeling there's some of, there are a good percentage of devotees who have also found this out. Tolerate the philosophy, and you will get prasadam. You know, nice. You know, so they were there, and 50 of them leaning against the wall, and I had to guard the Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva was a special speculative sweet which we had developed from milk powder. It was a highly improved, simply wonderful, and I was there to guard it, and also I had a personal agenda. I would save a good portion of it for myself. But I don't. So anyway, so I was thinking of Vishnu Tattva and the people there, and all of a sudden I hear something from Prabhupada, and I will read this to you. I found it later. Krishna says, Rasoham Apsukonteya. I was still bored because I had heard of this millions of times. Then he translated the verse differently. Any liquid thing, the taste which attracts you, that I am. Even you are drunkard, Prabhupada. Drunkard. And he turned to the people. They were drunkards. They didn't even notice because the stage was very far. But I noticed, even you are drunkard. There were 50 of them. You are fond of tasting wine. At that moment, the heads raised of the people. I should recommend that you simply think that this taste of wine is Krishna. That will make a yogi of you. That will make you the greatest yogi. If you simply think that this, that I am tasting wine, oh, very nice. Taste. Boom. This is Krishna. Is there any loss if you think like this? This is Krishna consciousness. So someone might think, well, this was an isolated situation. The Prabhupada spoke that seemingly material things could be offered to Krishna. By the way, if you are on a higher level like you, four regulative principles and so on, don't drink wine and become and think you become Krishna conscious. No, it's for other people. No, this is a consistent theme in Prabhupada's preaching. I read that one Mataji, Kanchambala, was young and she went to school, and she wrote Prabhupada a 6-page letter about her Krishna conscious activities while living at home. She would offer every day cattails. I don't know what that is. I don't think that she cut it from the cat also. Moss, acorns and bark, which at that time, she writes, I thought were very nice. So after some time, a letter came back. Prabhupada wrote, my blessings are upon you for your nice persecution of Krishna consciousness. Whatever you are doing at the present moment is approved by me. And I think, on account of your becoming a sincere soul, Krishna is dictating from within and you are doing things very nicely. My dear devotees, the verse from the Bhagavatam says, whatever you do as a conditioned soul, you offer that to the Lord, thinking, if you would say it, you would say, Narayana yeti samapayami. I'm offering this, my Lord, to you. And in this way, you would approach the fire more and more and reignite your these dormant qualities which are there, like virility is there in the even in a child. No? This is a very simple approach. Let us translate this a little bit more further. Anything I call mine, anything I think of as belonging to me, anything I have accepted, anything I may have earned, whatever and wherever, no, whoever and whatever is related to me in any way at all, anything in the whole wide world that I feel to be mine, along with myself, how I think of myself, and through the medium of my guru, and holding my guru as my witness, I offer now to the Lord. This is not a renunciation, my dear devotees. This is dedication. And through this particular process, you will get life back and your original qualities will begin to shine forth. It's a very simple sentence, a very simple idea, but when you do it, you will see a new light on the horizon. I would now like that all of us walk this talk. We will do a Buddha Shuddhi meditation, or some don't like meditations, that's all right. You can open, stay with your eyes. It's something, it's a guided thing. So that you can experience this point on a different level. See, I sometimes feel that we have put what we have heard into a fridge. We have closed the door of the fridge and it has become cold and lost its life force. In the same way, we have taken spiritual concepts, we have heard them, we've locked them in. Yes, I heard so, and it has lost its life force for us, followers of a spiritual movement. And I feel by a practice, by deep practice, we can take things out of the fridge and we can breathe life, or we, Krishna, breathes life into this and they can go. And I would like to suggest such a practice now. Are you willing to make an experiment? Yes? Dobro. So, what do we need for this? Gokrishna, come here with the harmonium, please. Ram Gopal, take your mridanga. And you will play a soft-sounding mridanga, not the rolling thunder mridanga. Yes, we are the Hare Krishnas. We need these. So let me make a little So we will do this Buddha Shuddhi process, which is the Vaishnava way. We will, some of it will sound familiar for you, but I request you to apply it at a certain stage. I don't have the whole, I will have to rely on my forthcoming book. It's called, I can't tell you the title because the title is so good that every one of you will take it and write their own book. So afterwards you will see. So it's a book on meditation, the Vaishnav way, no? And so, yes, okay. It is something safe. It is all according to Prabhupada. Don't worry. Don't worry a bit. Mm-hmm. Okay, please do look a little around in the room. Maybe you like to look also at the fans. Just look at everything because I will request you to close your eyes and you will feel very safe when you know who's next to you. Sit straight, please. Open your chest because you will need to breathe. Now exhale deeply. And then take slow, yes, very good. Slow, deep breaths in. This is just to calm the mind and center yourself. You breathe in gently, slowly, and you exhale. Whenever you breathe in, you are aware that you breathe in. Oh, I can see there's a lot of diffused mental energy here. You are not doing what you are told. You have to bring your mind to your breath. Forget your shopping list, your schedule list, your judgment list. Just be with your breath. And whenever you breathe out, whenever it's the time, stay with your exhale and go a little beyond you what you usually do. Longer exhale. Slow and conscious, aware, in and exhales. As you exhale, relax your physical body on each exhale a little more. As you exhale, relax your legs deep. And then you will always inhale in your own rhythm. And the next exhale, whenever it comes, relax lower back, chest and tummy. Then relax your facial muscles. Now bring your attention as you breathe in and out to the heart region, which is where you are the true you. You as a part of Krishna. And tell yourself, I let everything that goes on in my life slowly and gently disappear. My job or activities or duties gone. My projects gone. My plans for now, let it gently disappear. The many things that occupy my mind, gone. I'm safe. I'm sitting in the temple of the Lord. I see myself at totally this. At this moment, I have no memories, no thoughts of my constructed life, just me and my breath. I'm absolutely present to whatever comes. I'm going to my heart space now. I'm an eternal spiritual soul, part of the Supreme, a servant of Radha and Krishna. It is by my own misfortune that I have been absent from that relationship and instead have been wandering the world in the repeated cycle of birth and death. Helplessly, I've identified with one material body and one material life after another, one dream life after another. But my fortune has turned. I met Srila Prabhupada through his books and his followers. And I've learned from him about my actual identity as a pure spirit soul. I'm actually a resident of a spiritual world, the kingdom of love. The kingdom of Rasa. I'm an individual soul, completely separate from the gross and subtle body. I've been inspired to take up the path of eternal loving service to their lordships Radha and Krishna. I will no longer be alone, ever. I know that there's only Radha and Krishna, no one else. stay in this space. We will sing a few Hare Krishna Maha Mantras. You can also open your eyes if you wish and express or sing to Krishna. But sing from your real self. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time, please sing very loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama.
And one more time, let us all turn to the deities. Let us chant from this place of being really their eternal servants, and all what we have going in our life, all our identifications, it is something that is at best secondary. Yes, we will return to all of this. But we will now turn to Radha and Krishna, Radha Syam Sundar, chanting together in one voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Paramatma Sandhava Jiva Goswami makes the point that just like a gem has its sparkle in it even when covered by mud, we all have devotion for Krishna in us, even if covered in the constitution, in what is it called? With the material energy. But this devotion, for this to come forth, we need to meet a great soul like Prabhupada, who teaches us sambandha, our relationship to Krishna, and then we become active from that place. But you have, as Mahatma Prabhu would say in this very nice American English, you have to unplug and plug into this reality. So the Buddha Shuddhi meditation, which is there in our ISKCON guidebook, this Pancharatrika Deepika, which is given, this what you just did, is good. And then you act on this platform as much as you can at the present moment. And you dedicate, this is very important, my dear devotees. You don't live a material life and then you live a spiritual life. You don't do sadhana and the rest of the day you are away from this idea. No, this would be wrong. This would be not the idea. You stay in this space, you practice staying in this place, and dedicate all your activities, even your apparently, or no, it's not apparently, even your, let us call it self-care activities. With this, in this concept, you bring it there. And then you are like in the Gita. For one who sees me everywhere, everything in me, no? Everything in me, he is never lost to me, and I am never lost to him. Hare Krishna. Now again, this is a problem. We are 9:20, and I realize you have many things going. You need to go to school, or you need to. You have your appointments. You have your day planned. I understand. I understand these realities. I myself have a time reality. In 1 hour, the next service for me starts. So. Yeah, my dear devotees, I can't, you know, I say something personal now at the end. I learned this method from another tradition, like so many things. I suffer like you from an overdoses of undigested and unrealized philosophy. And so, I'm an outreach preacher, I'm on many congresses, and so on and so forth, and I hear many things. And I heard other Vaishnava tradition, the Vallabhacharya, talk about, they have a process, it's called the Brahma Sambandha Mantra. It's their second initiation, so to say. And there it's really dedicating everything to Krishna. It's about my senses, my perceptions, my spouse, my relatives, the elephants before my house, you know, everything. So I thought, wow, do we have something like this? And then I discovered this in the Buddha Shuddhi meditation, and I thought, yes, we also have. I thought so, we must have. And there are shortened versions, like this Krishna Tomahana Shloka, Krishna, I'm really you, but I'm really yours, but I've forgotten this, and now I'm turning to you. And you stay in that consciousness as long as you manage. And then, yeah, one day you will see, not one day, it will go fast. If you don't commit offenses and do things which entangle you in this material reality, if you don't take your own self too serious, the way you are now, if you can laugh about yourself and distance yourself with a heavy belly laugh from your illusions, then you stay on this. As much, and you practice this Sambandha muscle, so to say, and one day it is your reality. The material concept of life has successfully faded away. Therefore, Prabhupada, you know how it was in Prabhupada's time. You listen to Prabhupada's tape, at least theoretically. You read his books, at least theoretically. You know, this is, you hear these things, for Krishna, do this for Krishna. This tremendous encouragement to start now on the spiritual level, act on the spiritual level, and of course we will lose it, we will come back in our neurologically programmed habits and so on. Yes, we will go there, but we will again exit at the next opportunity. We will distance ourselves by being humble. Humble means no to the ego. No, I won't go there. No, I don't quarrel now about this or that. This was past life. I don't fight any longer. I am your servant, Krishna. Of course, when there is something, you know, some isolated situation when there needs to be determined action to stop an aggressor. Yes. That is necessary. Good. Have you heard me? I'm not a good philosopher. I'm not a good explainer. But this is what I wanted to bring to you. A very simple process that works. A simple experience today. Why run out of the hall and immediately start to talk like an ordinary man from Gainesville or lady? Why not stay a little? When you come home, what was the lecture about? Don't just say about Krishna consciousness. Go in the detail. When you act in your life, when you go shopping, you think, what would Krishna like? You know, when you go to your garden and see the last gardenia, maybe take it and place it before a picture of Krishna, because he certainly will appreciate this type of flower. And he said so in the Gita, if you add a little bhakti to it, no? Why not? Why not be uncomplicated in life? No? And you will see the spark will catch fire more and more and more. So I will not be able to take questions because I really thought I came here with a backpack. This was in my rucksack. I just threw it on the temple floor. Those who want to take it, it's all yours. It's anyways not mine. It never was. It's Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Gaur. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Is Sachinandan Swami Maharaj ki jai.